Our God and Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for Thy faithfulness. Every day Thou art the same. We change so much and so easily. Some days we are close to Thee, some days we are far away. But Thou art always the same, and Thy love and Thy faithfulness is always constantly guided toward us and intending to help us and to do us good. We thank Thee for it. We pray now that in this hour that Thou wilt show us Thy truth, and may Thy Holy Spirit take the things of the Lord Jesus Christ and show them unto us. For His name's sake we ask it. Amen. As we study along now in the Matthew chapter 25, we come to the latter portion of this chapter, in which we have the parable of the sheep and the goats. You will remember that in the first parable we had the parable of the 10 virgins, 5 wise and 5 foolish. And we took note that that parable was told largely to give us a warning that we should be prepared and be ready, because we do not know when the Son of Man is coming. And the tragedy that was implicit in that whole parable was that there were some people who were expecting to be with the Lord and who neglected doing what they could do now, today, about it, and they missed it. And there was an idea there that I'm sure every one of us got when we were in the first part of this chapter, and that is that I could take things for granted in my personal obedience to the Lord and lose the blessing which God has prepared so far as He is concerned. That's possible. I could just think everything was all right because I was in favor of it. But just being in favor of it won't do it. You know, you could be very much in favor of having a good meal, but if you didn't prepare it, you wouldn't have it. A man might be very much in favor of having a nice lawn, but if he doesn't work the soil and put in the seed and cut the grass and water it and so on, if he doesn't tend to it, he won't have it. You see, just because I'm in favor of something, that's fine, that's a good start, but now do I do anything about it? And that parable was told about those 5 virgins who had the lamps. They were with the right people. They were at the right place, but they hadn't made the preparation. They didn't have oil to burn because they didn't really expect Him back that night. And then we took note this last time of these servants. One had 5 talents and 1 2 talents and 1 1 talent. And we saw there a very sobering thing, and that is the man with the 1 talent is actually counted wicked, which means he's not doing what God wants him to do, and he is slothful, he's not doing anything, and as such he is rejected of the Lord, and he's not only does he lose his opportunity, his talent is taken away and given to the one who has 10, but he's actually thrown into outer darkness with the enemies of the Lord. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now we come to this last parable, well-known parable called the parable of the sheep and the goats. And this parable is almost too simple. It puts it so very simply about the sheep on the one side, the goats on the other. The sheep are brought in, the goats are cast out. But let us look at it a little more carefully, and I want to read along in it and will make some comments about it as we go along. When the Son of Man shall come in His glory and all the holy angels with Him. Now, please notice that this judgment does not appear, as it were, on this earth, in this world. What I mean to say is, you couldn't decide who are sheep and who are goats by their outward conduct. Anybody talking about this parable and saying, now, these people over here, they do all the right and nice things, they're the sheep. And these folks over here, they don't do anything right and they don't do anything nice, they're the goats. That's not for us to say. This judgment comes and takes place when the Son of Man shall come in His glory, and all the holy angels with Him, then shall He sit upon the throne of His glory. And He'll be judging. And before Him shall be gathered all nations, and He shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And He shall set the sheep on His right hand, but the goats on the left. Now please notice, these people are not called in front of Him and examined and judged and then placed with the sheep or with the goats. This parable, if you look into it, you will see it does not imply that a man could have been either one or the other before the day, this day of judgment. No. He was already a sheep. He was already a goat. And then why is this parable told? This parable is told about his destiny. What's going to happen to him? You see, this will remind you of the parable the Lord Jesus told early in the Gospel of Matthew. You'll remember way back in the 13th chapter, we had the parable of the wheat and the tares. That's the wheat plants and the seed plants. You remember? The seed of the wheat, and then there were the weeds. There were the tares. There were the weeds that grew up. You remember how they both grew together until the time of the harvest? And when the fruit began to appear and began to be obvious that the one was wheat and the other was tares, how the servants had in mind they would go and separate them? And the Lord Jesus said, no. He reported the master saying, no. Let them both grow together until the harvest. When the harvest comes, the separation will be made. That's what you see here. And I want you to notice again, these people didn't come up to this day, at this judgment, have their deeds evaluated there, and then were turned out as, made into sheep or made into goats. These already were. And this whole parable points out simply what's going to happen to them. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, that's the sheep, come ye blessed of my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. God's had something in mind for you before this world ever was made. You might almost say, yeah, God's had something in mind for you for which the world was made, because it was in God's mind before the world ever was made. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you. For I was a hungered and you gave me meat. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. Naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came unto me. And we read, then the righteous shall answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee a hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger or took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? Now, all of these illustrations that are used here are actions and activities in social affairs. I'm going to suggest to you, perhaps a little later I'll talk a little bit about more, but I'm going to suggest to you just now that while this is told this way with reference to social implications and applications, this does not imply that that's the only kind of conduct that God judges. God judges my worship of Him. God judges my thanksgiving to Him. God judges my faithfulness to Him, as well as God judges my doing for the poor. God judges my acting toward those in authority. God judges my acting toward my fellow men. God will judge me concerning the whole round of my activity, which is set forth, we will say, in the Ten Commandments, in the 10 words that were given on Mount Sinai. But this is true of any others, and this is something, just like speaking of them as sheep and goats, this is speaking of them from the social point of view. I'm suggesting to you there were other points of view, and they counted too. But here is the thing that you will notice, that the actual action, the real deed, which made the difference, was an ordinary deed. And that is to say, it was a deed done in ordinary life and could have been done as unto the Lord. And in the case of the righteous, he took it that way. And they asked him, when saw we thee a stranger? And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, you have done it unto me. And I feel like saying that that's what he means when he would say, whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. It's possible to do every day's work as unto the Lord. Then you're a sheep. And it's possible to do every day's work in your own eyes for yourself. Then you're not a sheep, you're one of the goats. Now let me read on in verse 41. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Did you notice that the kingdom that the righteous entered into, the people on the right hand, the sheep entered into, was prepared for them before the foundation of the world? And here you find those on the left, they were to depart into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and for his angels. They were not prepared for people. Nowhere in the Bible do you ever get the idea that God ever created man to be lost. I do not know what scripture could be interpreted to indicate that God had people born into this world with an understanding in his own heart and mind that the design and the purpose of the whole thing was that they should be lost. That I don't believe. Now, there are going to be souls lost, but they are lost in spite of the law, is what I would say. And here is this fact, that this everlasting fire was not prepared for bad people. The everlasting fire was not prepared for people who were out of the way. The everlasting fire was prepared for the devil and his angels. And then he goes ahead and uses a very similar line of thought. I was hungry, you gave me no meat. I was thirsty, you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, you took me not in. Naked, you clothed me not. In prison, you visited me not. Then shall they also answer, saying, Lord, when saw we thee a hungered, or a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? And he shall answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you did it not unto one of the least of these, you did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. You see, they weren't being judged, you'll remember. They were being sentenced. They had been judged, I would say, day by day as they lived. You see, each day as I live, I really think I'm being judged of the Lord. I think he looks me over each day. Every act I perform is either for him or for me. If it's for him, it will be blessed. And if it's for myself and for my own interests, I will suffer loss from it. Our God and Heavenly Father, add thy blessing to our hearts while we study this portion of thy word, and let us feel again the seriousness of this whole fact, that thou wilt separate those who walk with thee from those who do not walk with thee. Keep us faithful, so that we may be turned to thee at all times, for thy name's sake we ask it. Amen.